Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Have you noticed how most of the news the media highlights is bad news? Wars and famines, ships sinking, planes crashing, scandals brewing. Usually that's news. But when good things happen, it seldom makes the news. However, a couple of weeks ago, I read a headline that warmed my heart because it was good news. Well, truth be known, it is a good news story grafted atop the rootstock of a very sad story. On the top front page of the Times Standard, it showed a picture of Tristan Rose with his arm around his grandmother, Carol Rose. Tristan is one of the many kids who doesn't live with his parents. He's being raised by grandparents. The article by Natalia Estrada says Tristan has been with his grandparents since he was 2 months old. I can hardly count how many times I've heard this familiar story since moving to Humboldt. Grandparents raising a grandchild or two. Why? Because mom and dad are in trouble. Often they've become addicted to drugs or alcohol and adopted the lifestyle of crime that so often accompanies a drug habit. Now, whether or not these absentee parents were interested in raising their child, they became incapable because they lacked the social and mental stability to be a good parent. Now, here's where the story becomes tragically interesting. Tristan's father is dead, having been shot by police officers 6 years ago. Hence, Tristan is a young man without a dad whose mom seems to be busy doing other things. At age 11, we might expect him to be a bitter kid with a chip on his shoulder. Apparently not. A few weeks ago, there was a block party in Tristan's neighborhood. In attendance at the block party was Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills. Tristan went over and said hello to Chief Mills on his own initiative. According to the Times Standard, he did not go over to chew out the chief. Rather, he went to, quote, make up for his father's lifestyle and apologize for mistakes. Later, the article quotes Tristan saying, I look at myself in the mirror every day and try to set goals for that day. Just because my dad made bad choices doesn't mean he was a bad person, but that doesn't mean I will make those bad choices too. Wow. How many mature adults do that, let alone 11-year-olds? I don't know about you, but I find the situation with so many parents abandoning their children to grandparents disturbing. If it were an isolated incident, okay, but this is not. Before I sound like I'm condemning the parents, I want to commend the grandparents who stand in the gap when their grandkids need help. These grandparents should get credit for what they're doing, and I think they deserve stars in their crowns and loud hymns of praise. But what will happen to the grandkids of the next generation? I mean, if the parents were too busy to raise their kids, will they suddenly wax strong and responsible, volunteering to be grandparents? I doubt it. The trend is foreboding. I often hear from teachers and educators who've been in the schools for a long time that a steadily increasing number of kids are showing up for class with a number of serious emotional deficits. Who will raise the kids of America? It takes a village, they say. Well, first, it takes a mom and dad. So where have all the parents gone? This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.